Greetings, Berkey Guide listeners. It is Friday afternoon in Hayward, Wisconsin. The trees are covered with snow. The wind is blowing, but not too hard. The trails are groomed, and this is a quick pre-Berkey, post-Cordy update. For those of you who might, this might pop up in your feed tonight, it's going to be in one take. It's not going to have any intro music. This is podcasting at its best, just sitting with a phone and talking into it and making MP3 and uploading it. So a couple of things to note. The first one is that there's about 7 inches of snow last night in Hayward, and generally things are pretty well cleared off road-wise on main roads. So Highway 63, Highway 53, the other main roads coming into town are fine. However, some of the side roads are still pretty dicey. So if you're staying somewhere tonight that might be up a long hill, might not be clear, just be ready to spend some extra time. And tomorrow morning too, just leave a little extra time to get where you're going, because, you know, there's been some snow, and the main roads are good, but the side roads not so much. Now, the parking lot up at Berkey Ridge this morning, the parking lot itself was in good shape. They were able to clear it down to pretty much hard packed snow, and no one was having trouble getting in. However, there was some delay to get into that parking lot. That delay was mostly just because there's only one entrance and you can only get so many cars in. Now, it should be noted that that was the only parking for the Cordalopet, so it may not have been. It didn't make it up to Como, but that excuse me, there's a little Berkey fever right there. There were some delays. It was about a 15-minute delay to get in there. Now, a secret that really probably shouldn't use, but if you get there and it's backed up to 00, you can take a right, sneak around to Northern Lights Road, which was not particularly well cleared, but you could certainly make it through, and that would bypass some of the traffic. But an even better secret is just leave 15 or 20 minutes extra tomorrow morning, given the weather. They probably will get it better cleared out, but this is the first time that we're doing this exact layout for some of the for the roadways, for the races on which days they are, so we'll probably need a little extra time. It's not going to be a 2014 redux. The traffic moved pretty well. The buses actually had gotten stuck in some of that traffic, but shouldn't be a problem tomorrow because the buses are going the other direction. The buses are going to be going north. They might get stuck in some of the traffic coming down to Como, but I think they're actually routing that around, so it should be clear sailing for buses tomorrow. So leave a little extra time, and we always advise that in the Berkey Guide, and that's something you should do. Now, as far as the weather goes, it's about 28 degrees right now. It does not look like it's going to get above freezing today. Clouds are still out, so the sun's not going to transform anything. So what we see is what we have. 6-7 inches of snow on the trail, probably a little less under pines, but it's all new snow. They had their grooming crew out all last night packing for the Cordy. The trail is pretty well packed, but it's soft. Any uphills are gonna get chopped up pretty quickly. Now, tonight it's going to be down to hopefully about 10 degrees, and they're going to be grooming it and packing it. I hope that snow freezes up, but we're still dealing with enough new snow that's not going to transform, that it's going to be a pretty soft race. So it's not going to be icy hard. It was actually pretty fast yesterday with less new snow, but this new snow really bullseyed over Hayward, which is fantastic, but it means that we're going to have a pretty soft race. Given that it's going to get colder, it's probably going to be a pretty cold race, but there's a lot of moisture in the snow, so if you have fluoros, I'd pour those on your skis and iron them in and snort some, or whatever you do to make your skis fast. That's what you're going to want to do for that. Otherwise, it looks like a really, really good race to come. The International Bridge is 4 lanes wide this year, so there shouldn't be any trouble getting traffic through Hayward. There is the Cordalopet looked really great. We're out on the course watching the hill, and it has the start areas nice and broad and wide. The Birkebeiner Trail actually is going to hit that start area, and so it'll go into that wide area. So there's actually going to be a slight difference in the profile of the trail through there since it's been cleared. Obviously, this would have happened last year, so if you've been out skiing on it, you've seen that. But if you haven't, the Berkey Trail will go through 00. The Classic Trail, I think, goes through the new start area. The Skate Trail goes up the regular Skate Trail up that sort of gradual hill. But then they come into a wide area, which will probably narrow down pretty quickly. So that looks pretty good. As far as the grooming, I would assume that most of the groomers are up on the northern end of the trail right now. We actually saw a couple down at 00. We saw one in Hayward this morning, so they are working overtime. If you see someone who looks like they have a couple of bags under their eyes, they've probably been grooming. A lot of coffee in their future. But thank you, groomer. Thank you, volunteer. They're working real hard today. And again, what we'd say is just leave a little extra time tomorrow morning with the new snow. Luckily for us, the new snow fell overnight, so it didn't really impact the driving too much this morning. And the next storm's coming in tomorrow evening, Saturday evening. It looks like it won't really be snowing during the race. And there actually is probably going to be an east-southeast wind that'll warm up the temperatures up to about freezing, but probably unlikely to get much in the way of transformation. It will get warm, and that snow that's moist is going to be pretty slick, especially at Floros, but it's going to be soft, so it's going to be soft skiing as well. Quarter Whippet winners from the U20 this year finished in about an hour 20 from Double O, and so that's 29 kilometers. It means that there's only about 21, 22 kilometers leading into that. However, that's pretty much downhill. There's really no hill until you get to Mosquito Brook. So the skiers who finished that race pretty quickly, you know, given that they probably would have finished the Berkey in about 2:20, I'm guessing. And they're probably not the fastest Berkey skiers. So I'm going to guess it's that if they can get it packed out tonight, it's going to be a average to maybe slightly faster than average year. I don't think there's not enough new moisture in the snow. Not really any freezing drizzle fell. So they're not going to be able to really grind any ice into it. So it's going to really be that packed powder. That's probably what we're going to see tomorrow. But it should be a good race. Hope to see everyone up at Cable and down at the finish line at Hayward. And if you're coming up tonight, have a great drive. Have fun at the expo. Have a good night's sleep, and we'll see you at the start tomorrow. Thanks.